Bible Fellowship's Evening Bible Studies with your host and Bible teacher, Chris McCann. We invite you to our website at ebiblefellowship.org for additional Bible studies. And now with his study in the book of Romans, here's Chris McCann.
Good evening and welcome to eBible Fellowship's Bible Study in the book of Romans. Tonight is study number 19 of Romans chapter 1, and we're going to read from verse 5. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, in our last study, we looked at the word receive, by whom, that is by Christ, we have received grace and apostleship. And we saw that we receive everything from God. All spiritual blessings are given from heaven above, and they're all part of the overall gift of God's salvation. The beautiful, wonderful gift of grace and faith and all kinds of spiritual blessings. We've received them, and no, we can't say, well, I did my part in receiving them. I extended my hands, and then God put it in. No, that's not biblical. God tells us even to receive is part of the gift. In John 3, verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Reception of the faith of Christ and the grace of God and whatever else is also given by God. It's all part of the unspeakable gift of God's magnificent salvation for sinners. And so we have received grace and apostleship, even the apostleship that we receive. And to be an apostle is to be one who is sent, and we are all sent forth with the gospel, the truth of the Bible. In the day of salvation, this was true, and it's also true in the day of judgment, feed my sheep. And in order to feed the sheep, we have to go forth with the truth of the Word of God, the Bible, in an identical way as we went forth with the information that God was saving in the time of salvation. Well, we've received the apostleship. This comes from God, given to us. Paul is a pattern, an example of the believer in this, as he was an apostle, and he typifies all the elect, so we're all apostles. And then it goes on to say, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. And here is reason why we have to check the Greek. Because as we read this in the King James English, it tends to direct us on a different path than the actual Greek when we look at the Greek text and the things that it tells us there. When we read in English that we've received this grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith, it almost makes it appear as though it is our obedience, and we are the ones who must become obedient to the faith. And, you know, many Reformed people like to talk about the faith once delivered to the saints, and they don't bother to go to the Bible in order to define the faith and what it is. They just make an assumption. Well, it's speaking of the Reformed doctrines. It's speaking of the things that are found in our confessions and creeds and upheld by our Reformed churches. You see, a very convenient assumption that identifies with everything they believe. That's the faith, according to them. But we don't define biblical words that way. That's private interpretation. No, you, and when you try to say, well, the faith is the gospel, or my understanding of what the gospel is at this time, or over the last few centuries, well, then you have to ask, does that qualify as the faith once delivered? Was the Reformed teaching once delivered? And the answer is no. Even the Bible itself was not once delivered. The Bible's been delivered numerous times over the course of many centuries. It's been handed down and added to until completed by the end of the first century. And it was not once delivered where God, you know, delivered it one time only. The only faithful explanation, the only faithful definition for the faith in the, and I'm referring to the verse in Jude 3, the faith once delivered unto the saints, is when we understand the faith is Jesus. That is, Jesus himself. And he was once delivered to the saints at the foundation of the world. Remember, as it says in Hebrews chapter 9, in Hebrews 9, verse 25, nor yet that he should offer himself often. 5 says, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, be careful with the wording. It does not say, bring every thought captive by your obedience or my obedience to Christ, which is, I think, sometimes how we might read it. It's not telling us to produce the obedience. No, it's saying bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Again, the genitive case. We are to bring our minds and the things that are going on in our minds to the obedience of Christ. Now, that's unusual. And, you know, it's basically saying the same thing as the obedience of faith, because Christ is faith, and they're both in the genitive case. And so it's basically saying that we're to go into the obedience of Christ, into his righteousness, in other words, obtain through his obedience. That's how we deal with sin in our life. It's not through our strength of will. It's not through our efforts. I'm going to be faithful. Well, you know, the Bible tells us that we are still in the flesh, and there's a law of sin working in the flesh. Yet, of course, we do seek to, by God's grace, through his strength, through his obedience, to bring the flesh under, to bring the body under, to gain dominion over the things going on in the body. But it's centralized, it's focused upon the obedience of Christ, his righteousness, the thing that he has done, and not the thing that we're doing. That's not the main focus. In 1 Peter 1, verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience. That's the same word, into. Into obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Let me read it again. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. So we know from other scripture, we're predestinated. The elect have been predestinated before the foundation of the world, according to the foreknowledge of God. Our salvation can be traced back to before the world was, and we've additionally learned it was then Jesus the Lamb was slain, and God had our sins paid for, and so forth. So we're elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto, into obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's a complicated thing for me, and maybe for you also, to sort of wrap our minds around what God is saying having to do with obedience in Christ. But that's the idea. We enter into His obedience, His righteousness. It is by His grace, and He brings us into the obedience of the Lord Jesus. And, well, maybe we'll see it better if we go to Romans chapter 16, the last chapter of the book of Romans, which we probably, Lord willing, if we ever get to it, won't see for many years. If we, continue studying Romans as a summertime course, even if we did one chapter a year, it'll take many years to get to chapter 16. But in Romans 16, in verse 24 and following, it says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith." And you see the similarity with what we're reading in the very first chapter of Romans. Romans 1, at the end of verse 5, "For obedience to the faith among all nations for his name." And again, Romans 16, the end of verse 26, "made known to all nations for the obedience of faith." And again, the word "for," I believe, is the Greek word "eis," made known to all nations into the obedience of faith. And this also helps us to understand all nations, because in chapter 1, it said, to the faith among all nations, kind of giving the idea that out among the nations are those who receive this grace and enter into the obedience of the faith. Remember, it's not to the faith, but of the faith, the obedience of Christ, and among all nations, the scattering. As we know, that out of the masses of the world, few are actually chosen to become saved. But the Greek word translated "among" is "en," which is most often translated "in." And so in Romans 1:5, "into obedience of the faith in all nations for his name." And that is leading us again in a different direction, right to Christ, to what he has done, his work of faith and obedience. It's the obedience of the faith of Christ in all nations, that is, in the elect, who, we've mentioned this verse several times, it's a very helpful verse that helps us in a good number of other verses, Revelation 21, verse 24. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. The nations of them which are saved are everyone that God has saved, whose name was in the Lamb's book. Everyone, the whole company of the elect, they're the ones that God is saying in Romans 16:26, He has made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. We're into the obedience of faith, into what Christ has done. And they're the ones also in view in Romans 1, verse 5. And this is how the verse should read, by whom we have received grace and apostleship into obedience of the faith in all nations for his name. And then we see, oh yeah, once again, all nations are all the elect, the nations of them which are saved. That's who God has operated upon. It is that group and that group only who are brought into obedience of the faith. And then we have good understanding. As we know, as we've discussed before, the Great Commission, which applied to the day of salvation now past, was go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them. Let me go there quickly. In Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, go ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That is, it has to do with the faithful teachings of the Bible. But it is all nations who are to be taught, all nations who are to be baptized, and they were all the nations of them which are saved. And therefore the gospel evangelization program of God, which saved all those to be saved out of the world during the church age and during the little season of great tribulation, the latter rain, was entirely successful. And it was completed, which brings us to that statement in 2 Corinthians 10 in verse 6 that declared, having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. It is the completion of the obedience in one way when all the elect have become saved.
You've been listening to eBible Fellowship's Evening Bible Studies with your host and Bible teacher, Chris McCann. Visit our website at ebiblefellowship.org for additional studies. Until next time, may the Lord's perfect will be done.